calling in live from New Sierra, North Mahaska, getting ready to take on Angels Valley here. Week number four for the Warhawks. We are set to play here. We got about 11 minutes before we're kicking off. You got me, you got touchdown, Tommy Jenkinson over here. I got a shout out to the Fellowship Bible Church group over this week for thinking up a nickname for Touchdown Tommy. So he's going to be helping me do some stats, bringing the scores from around the area. What a beautiful night tonight, Tommy. What a beautiful evening for football here in southern Iowa. Going to go through and see what. Yeah, that's a little better. Now I can hear myself.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, that works. About 10:53 to go before kickoff. Again, you're listening to KIIC Thunder Country. KIIC.6 is your live feed for North Mahaska football all season long. A little bit of news this afternoon. Me and Tommy were getting ready and kind of putting some things to bed for last week. Really kind of a rough week last week, Tommy, with the Waco High School team. As we were checking stats today, noticed that North Mahaska was listed at 1-2, 1-1, 2 losses. And a little more investigative reporting for us. Turns out Waco was using an ineligible player last week, which led to the forfeiture of that game. North Mahaska just noted it seemed like they got off the bus last week, Tom.
They had a lot of problems last week. Started at the front line and probably went all the way back to special teams.
Yeah, special teams, minimal errors, missed snaps. It seems like they had a handle on the ball with that transition between the center and the quarterback. They got down early. Looked like they came out and marched right down the field. They had stalled, looked like they were going to score. Bad snap over the punter's head on fourth down, led to a short field for Waco to score early. Another bad snap over the head of the punter later on in the game led to a safety. But you know, that 39-0 score from last week doesn't mean much anything now because the record books it goes down to the win. So
yeah, at 39-0 with the race, and it's a 2-0 win for North Mahaska.
2-0, Coach Arrett. Coach Arrett probably not the way he wanted to get the first win of the season, but he'll take it either way because when the win comes, the win's a win. So we're getting ready to kick off here. We've got about 9 minutes. Give us a chance to go through our starting lineups. Thank the people who are making this possible. Again, we want to thank KIIC for putting us on. My name is Wendell Campbell. I'm out of Oskaloosa. Touchdown, Tyler Jenkinson. We thank you guys for tuning in, getting ready to listen all over the world, not just here in southern Iowa, but from your smartphone or from your tablet. You can download the Thunderbolt app, KIIC. Tune in to feed number 6 every Friday night. For Friday Night Lights, we're going to be bringing you North Mahaska football. Don't forget, before the game tonight, about 6 o'clock, 6:15, Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Jay Miller, they start off every night about 6 o'clock with the pregame show right here on Iowa Sports Leader, Thunder Country, KIIC, Iowa scores on one station. And don't forget, tonight after the game, it's going to be a live locker room show from the White Buffalo and Audio. We're getting ready to kick off here with the national anthem. We're going to pause here just a minute for the national anthem. We'll be back in just 1 second here. All right, 6:45 to go here. North Mahaska English Valley, the players from English Valley making the trip up to New Sharon tonight. We're just right inside about 7 minutes to game time. We're going to use the KIC feed number 6. This is Wendell Campbell and Tom Jenkins are bringing it to you. Just a reminder, every Friday night you're going to be able to catch Friday Night Lights live with KIIC. We're going to have, usually you're going to follow the Albia game there on the FM side, but if you download the free app, the Thunderbolt app.
That's correct.
Some of you guys may be listening to it right now, but with the Thunderbolt app, you're going to get 9 games every Friday night. You're going to get your Albia, Sheraton, Wayne McCord, and Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Davis County, last year in North Mahaska, Sigourney, Pekin, and Indianola, all on one station, KIIC, all the scores on one station. But some of the world actually to take the few of there, some of the people make this possible. We couldn't do it without them. In KIIC Radio, Wendell Campbell, my State Farm office there in Oskaloosa, Crowley Antiques in New Sharon, the Griffs of New Sharon, Gardner, Collier, Jewelry. I've been practicing that one, Tom. That's a mouthful. Gardner, Jewelry. Gardner, Collier, Jewelry in Oskaloosa, Atumbra. Running and Clean, Jim Miller there in Oskaloosa. Thank him for his support. Medicap Pharmacy. Warhawks taking the field. Davis leading them out. Leading them out of the tunnel onto the field. Brian Seed Company. Kelly Bryan, thank you for your support. Boyd, U.S. Cellular, Albia Goodell, Newton and New Sharon. Hello, better with U.S. Cellular. Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. Community Fish Credit Union in Oskaloosa. Maple Ridge for the assisted living in Oskaloosa. East Market Grocery in New Sharon. So if you got the munchies and you're in New Sharon, East Market and Grocery, they've got a full line of West specials, homemade salads, a fryer menu, eat meat, all for your convenience. Cargill of New Sharon, Proline Building Company, they're building dreams. And Maple Ridge, we got the most requests in Maple Ridge. So just kind of a recap so far this season, you know, Tom. First 2 weeks, got exciting. You know, second week we got on the board first, we had G&G and Garland. Couldn't pull it out. A couple of early field goals kept Garland in that, kept G&G in that game. They pulled it out late. Last week there again, just kind of another game. I think Coach Jared McKee would like to forget. It does show the win in the stat book, but
yeah, it was a win. They made a lot of mistakes, and hopefully they learned from all those mistakes and they're coming out tonight and prove what they learned.
Yeah. Yeah, put a good game here, and I think we could ask for a better night. Beautiful weather. We're inside 4 minutes here to kick off. But just a great evening. You know, looking at the schedule, too, you know, this afternoon, me and Tom were kind of sitting around prepping for tonight. We look at some of the teams that are left on our schedule. We have Montezuma next week.
Montezuma's a ranked team, right?
Montezuma's a ranked team. Pekin. Well, Pekin's coming off a loss last week to Sigourney, the Sigourney team, which I believe from what I heard in the locker room show last week, last play of the game, lined up to kick a field goal, bad snap, the holder runs it in for a touchdown for Sigourney.
That was misfortunate right there for Pekin. You know, the way you look at it, a win's a win.
That's true. And the Copeland boys down there at Pekin, we're going to get a really good look at them here in a couple of weeks. We got the Linville Sally team, which everybody, the Linville Sally ranked early in the year. I believe they're sitting at 0-2 right now.
Yeah, they're 0-2. They lost to Tala Christian first game of the season, and then they just lost to Eddieville Blakesburg.
Eddieville Blakesburg up last week.
So they were picked number one at the preseason.
They were number one, very high rank early in the season. So, you know, it doesn't look like it's any easier for Christian and the Warhawks here. I think the key to tonight is, you know, Richards and Stockton getting started early out of the backfield. What we've seen, especially last week, it seemed like, you know, they got down early, and then they went to that pistol formation with four receivers and just a single receiver in the backfield. And that's kind of what got him way too in that second half. Richards, I think at one time, went 10 incomplete passes in a row.
Yeah, 10 in a row.
But you know, when you get down like that in a hurry, and then you're trying to come back, the captains here are going to the middle of the field. We got Richards,
Paul Peter,
and Ben Wielden.
That is.
Ben Wielden going out for the toss here. Man, you get down like that at halftime and then have to really score some points in the second half. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of plays in a short period of time to try and do that. Although they did score quite a few second half against Belle Plaine.
Yeah,
Belle Plaine got down early and they came out in that four receiver set and were able to score some touchdowns to make that one, you know, a one score game. Same thing that Garland, you know, they kind of ran out of time because they started marching along the fourth quarter. So, we're looking to see what the Warhawks, what Coach Yale works on here this week. Hopefully, like I said, we can get it down on the field. We're down about a minute. There again, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors, Clarion Antiques. So we're going to find a great selection of unusual antiques in Iowa, something old arriving every day. And if they don't have it under a shell, they will go out and find it for you. Clarion Antiques on Main Street in Newsham. And the Grosses New Show, you know, which are right here in the Grosses, we're pulling in. They're there for all your farm and home projects. Thank the Grosses New Show. They carry wood brand steel posts and standard and heavy duty wood posts, including creosote, vibrant woven wire, and so much more. The Grosses, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa. They're proud to support North Mahaska New Show High School Athletics, Warhawk Athletics, Gardner Collier Jewelry.
That's
excellent, Tommy. It's one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Atumwick. But again, I told you earlier, Jim Miller of American Cleaning, they're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work for fire or water damage, from flood or backup, including metal testing, American Cleaning is the one you need to call. Whatever you need cleaned, give Jim Miller a call, 641-660-8358. There's 7 o'clock here for the first quarter. We're getting ready to kick off. English Valley looks like won the toss. They deferred to the second half. That's, let's see, that's 83 Luke Jackson. For the Bears getting ready to kick off, we've got Rutledge and Stoghill deep. Jackson comes to the line.
Oh,
short kick. It's going to be field line touched and then going to be fired on. Fired on by number 81. Gleason fielded that one, kicking in high school football. If you're on your knee and you touch the ball or get possession, it's a down ball. So that's going to give a 1st and 10 ball up close to the 30-yard line here for North Mahaska. It's important for them to get something working early here. Ball starts out of the field. North Mahaska be traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. That's our side. Two receivers far side. High formation behind Richards. Referee's going to blow this one dead here.
I think there's some confusion on the field.
I think they ran 3 seconds off the clock, but I think they determined that ball was down.
Sure, it'll be like a second.
All right, they're going to blow us a ready to play here. I formation behind Richards. Richards takes the hand, hands it off left side. Stoddard cuts to the secondary. He's taking it. He escapes. He's going to go ahead. He's going to take it to the house, Tommy. He's going to take it to the house. 70-yard touchdown run. First play from scrimmage for Stoddard tonight. He took it around the left side. Pushed it up into that second level, and he was off to the races, Tommy.
That was nice.
16 seconds into this game, Stockdale takes it to the house, 70 yards. That's a great way to start a football game, Tommy.
That is an excellent way to start a game. Take him out. They're putting on a mission right here.
What a great way to start. They're going to line up for two here in isolation. Receivers both sides of the field. Originally going to drop back the pass. Got a man in the end zone. Had a touchdown. Gage Simmons on the two-point conversion. That's going to set the score to 8-0. We're only 16 seconds into this one, Tommy. And I see more excitement right now than we did all last week in that Waco game.
Yeah, that was a nice run. They had some good blocks, and looks like English Valley was trying to pull Stockdale down, but he just kept running away.
Yeah, a couple of defensive backs there for English Valley had a hold of a jersey, and he just ran right by him and got him in the secondary, and he was gone. Wow, so 70 yards, one play. That leaves us North Mahaska up 8-0 with 11:44 to go here in the first quarter. But then I'm going to come. Coach got to be happy about that.
Oh,
that's a great way to put a little bit of a punctuation. I can't imagine what the practices were like this week after what we witnessed last Friday night.
I think they did a lot of running this week.
I think a little bit of extracurricular workouts were in the order for them here this last week. So, Lord, I'm asking you to kick this one up 8-0, 16 seconds into this game. I don't know if Parker Davis is going to line up to kick it.
We got some push-ups and jumping jacks.
Oh, we got the Lord, I have to admit it with the cheerleaders. They about got 1 hour last week and all the push-ups in that game. There's the straps. He comes up. Kick is up. Short kick's going to be fielded about the 25 off of North English player. He makes a step up past the 30. That's about the 35. Going to be down right past the 34. That was 6, Cody Seaton for English Valley running up the right side here. So that's going to give the English Valley first and 10, 34-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Gabe Simmons made the tackle.
Simmons making the stop on that one for North Mahaska. Kick wasn't all that deep, but he did land it. Looked like it went off one of the North English players. Seaton was able to pick it up and return it up about 10 yards. Now, he was rather watching them here in the pregame. They ran kind of a little bit of a modified wing T, a little bit of deception here. Never know, takes a snap, turns around, that's 22. Daniel Sanders out for about 40 yards on the right side. You're going to have to bear with us tonight because this offense for English Valley, you're never really sure who's going to get the snap and where they're going to go.
And I just remember what they call it. They call that a spin back.
A spin back. It's a touchdown time of spin back.
Now I know Sigourney used to run that.
I believe Oskaloosa ran that offense similar last year as well. But we got ball on this side of the field. Three backs and a slot. That's snap number 22. Dylan Sanders runs it up the right side again. Another little bit of a spin in the backfield. You never really know who's got the ball. He's going to be up past the 45-yard line. That'll give the Bears a first and 10 with 10:58 to go here in the first quarter. North Mahaska leading 8-0. First play from scrimmage, Stockton took it to the house, 70 yards for the touchdown for North Mahaska. Ball's near side of the field here for English Valley. You see him make the stop at on time?
No, I did not.
Didn't get that?
There's quite a few North Mahaska players on that one.
English Valley here. So Sanders got a handoff around the right side. Stop the line of scrimmage, come back to the left side. That's only one, Brendan Grimm.
Austin Lamphere on the tackle.
Lamphere in on the tackle there. So we have a Sanders that'll take the snaps on that. That'll make our job a little easier trying to figure out who's got the ball.
Yeah.
He spun around, handed that one off to Grimm, and Grimm came up the right side and cut back to midfield.
Well, if he doesn't get careful, he's going to get busy out there.
That's true. Ball's going to be second and 7. Ball in the North Mahaska 49-yard line with 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ball on this side of the field, English Valley going left to right as you face your radio. Three backs, slide receiver right side. Direct snap. He's hit the line of scrimmage, sit up and brought back down. I believe that was Grimm. Leg roll did on the initial snap there. That was Grimm in the carry. Grimm was lined up on the far side. Well, he's a center. That's got to get confusing, too, to try and remember which one you're going to be throwing the ball to.
Van Wilden had the first hit on the good ball carry.
Oh, okay. Van Wilden in on that side for North Mahaska. Just inside 10 minutes to go. We hit about 9:35 in the first quarter. North Mahaska up 8-0. That's a 36-yard big defensive stop for North Mahaska. Down this side of the field, three backs, backfield slot receiver, far side. So that's right there. 22, he's handed off left side to Grimm. Grimm's going to run up the left side. It's going to be met by about half the defense to push back. That's going to bring up the fourth down for English Valley here.
That's a good stop right there.
First stop for the Warhawk defense. They're going to have fourth and about four. Call it fourth and four. Fourth and five. They're going to give him 1 yard on the play there. Fourth and five from the 49-yard line of North Mahaska with 8:58 to go. English Valley going to line up. Looks like they're going to line up to punt here. 84 Kellen Coppinger. Back to punt for the Bears. Stockdale and snap. Kicks up. Good. Kicks up. Awesome. The line going to bounce him up to 20. That's over toward the sideline. That was going to roll out of bounds. Down around the 16. Coppinger's punt. At a 33-yard punt for Coppinger with 8:37 to go here in the first quarter. North Mahaska's offense is going to come back on the field.
Well, can they repeat it?
So, yeah, just 2 points from the line of scrimmage. That's a good start as well. Bring you a chance to thank Medigap Pharmacy. Medigap Pharmacists are knowledgeable, professional, and caring, and the staff knows me, and I know them. They know my medications and my healthcare history, and they take time to answer my questions. It's the Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. That's how we feel. Our formation here, I can tell you, the Rutledge up in the middle. Right into the secondary, Rutledge is going to be up. Nice game, 9, close to maybe 10. Going to bring up the second short here with 8:22 to go in the first quarter. Tell you what, Frost is at first play then. Rutledge took the handoff, and he had one defensive back in front of him, and that back held on, and held on for the right, was able to pull him down. That's far side of the field, two receivers far side, by formation behind Richards. Mayer comes in motion near side here. Gets out left side. It's going to be Stocker. Stocker is going to be brought up. He's going to pick up just enough for the first down, it looks like. Gain of one. Great open field tackle. Did you see he was on the stop where he was right there, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 24. Axmere?
Yep.
Freshman on this English Valley team. Axmere coming over to make the stop from the linebacker position. So if you compare the sidelines, and maybe English Valley doesn't travel that many, but there's certainly a number differential between the sidelines and North Miami. But on their side, man in motion, two receivers, eye formation behind Richards. Richards got a handoff right side, Stockdale. Stockdale is going to make a pass line of scrimmage. Hit stood up. He's going to get a couple on the play. So we got the second and 7 here, 7:25 to go here in the first quarter. So like I was saying, Tommy, the English Valley sideline, they probably only have, you know, 9 or 10 extra players, it looks like, over there. They don't dress near as many as North Miami's got on the roster.
No, it kind of reminds me clear back in the early days where Texas A&M had home of the 12th man. They used to pull fans out of the stands.
Put somebody out to play. That middle field, two receivers far side, eye formation behind it. Hannah's going to be the right back. That's Rutledge. Rutledge getting the secondary back. He's going to have it close to a first down here. Up past the 40-yard line. That means they're going to give him the first down on that. Great pickup for Rutledge. Rutledge picked up about 6 on the play. That was just up past the 40-yard line. I take that back. Just up past the 40-yard line. First and 10 Warhawks from 6:48 to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks leading 8-0. First play from scrimmage.
70 yards.
70 yards. Stockdale taking it to the house. By formation, 3 backs behind Richards. 2 tight ends here for the Warhawks. And that's going to be the Stockdale. Stockdale, 5 of his lead blockers are on the right side. He's going to pick up about 4. So he has a second 6 with 6:24 to go. Second 6, ball up almost to the 45, between the 44 and the 45. We'll call it the 45. Second 6 for the Warhawks here. Steady goes to the rim, it looks like, tonight, Tommy.
I love the run. That's push mouth football.
So, we're going to have a flag. We're at the ball far side of the field.
Looks like a false start.
Yeah, they call an illegal procedure here on one of the teams. Dead ball, illegal procedure on the Warhawks. All right, had a man lined up past 5 on that one. So 5-yard penalty, that's going to get a second 11. Ball back to the 39-yard line with 5:58 to go here. Penalty stops the clock. Umpire's got to wind it ready for play here. 5:53 to go in the first quarter. Warhawks up 8-0. Second down and 11. Ball in the middle of the field. Receiver near side here. Slot receiver far side. 2 backs behind Richards. Slot receiver comes in motion behind Richards. Richards back. Takes the handoff. Man in motion. He's got a man in the slots. He's going to be complete up to about the 46, 47-yard line. That's number 12. Rotel on the catch. Rotel had a nice little out route there coming off the left side, wide open. Richards connected to him. So second and 11, we're going to 3rd and 3, completion of 8 yards for Bortel and Richards there. Ball on the side of the field here. Beth Mahasker going right to left as you face your radio. 2 tight ends, 3 backs behind Richards. They're not going to stop. They're stopping around the left side. Stockton up past the 50. Escapes 2 tacklers. Moves it down to the 45. Down to the 45. Oh, we got a flag here on the near side. A little bit of a late hit. English Valley.
Back. Axmere
looked like he took down Bortel right after the after the play was already over. Personal foul on the English Valley. So he picked up the first down. That pass the 50 down to the 44 of English Valley, and then the 15 yards are going to be tacked on the end of that. North Mahaska marching the ball right down the field here.
Oh, that right there puts over 100 yards rushing.
we've already outdone maybe the last couple of weeks. Come on, I don't say that because that game with GMG and the Belle Plaine game, we did have some yards later in that game. It's going to be first and 10 ball on the Belle Plaine 30-yard line. North Mahaska ball near side of the field. Slot receiver near. Receiver outside side, two backs. Slot goes in motion. Richards takes a snap. Quick screen out to the right side, and that's going to be number 10. So Simmons cuts that past the 25, down about the 23. He'll pick up about 7 there. Great little bubble screen. Simmons was the man in motion near the far side as we're facing the field here, just in front of the press box.
That's a three. That's a real interesting game so far.
Far side of the field, receiver far side, slot receiver near side. Getting that Simmons on the slot, stock deal. And that's going to be the up-back.
Rutledge.
There you go, Rutledge. Up past the 20, down to the 15. Down about the 14-yard line. He's met by the other half of the Bears defense. That's a real hot first down. Pick up a 7 for
the Rutledge there. Yeah, it's English Valley. It took their whole team to take down Rutledge right there.
That was a pretty decent-sized kid running that fullback position. He's been leading the way most of the night here for, last season, too, for Stockhill, but he's had a fair share of carries, too. Far side isolation, fakes the handoff. Rich is going to take an option out of the left side. Rich is back to side, inside the five, down to the pylon. They're going to knock him out of bounds just inside the one. Richards brought it near side with the option, made the pitch back to Stockdale right about the 7-yard line. Stockdale goes forward, goes for the pylon, but they're marching out of bounds at the 1-yard line. That's going to give us a first and goal to go here from the Warhawks with 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Warhawks leading 8-0. Great read by Richards. He went around the corner, turned up field, as soon as he made a defender hand it off. High formation here for the Warhawks. Three backs, and that's going to be the up back, Rutledge. Rutledge up the middle, and they're going to mark him. Tell you what, if that ball is an inch short of the goal line, it's an inch short because he looked like he made it. He didn't have far to go, but
it looked like he got over. But
they're going to mark him just short of the goal line.
One more yard. Stockhill's got 100 yards rushing.
Stockhill, with 70 yards on one carry, doesn't take much more to get there. But
now that does.
Three backs. Richards is going to keep this one. He's going to jump over the center. No, touchdown Warhawks. 3:09 to go here in the first quarter. That's going to put the Warhawks at 14-0 over English Valley. Richards taking the snap and jumping straight over the center into the score. Doug Masker is going to line up here. Looks like they're in the huddle, so they're going to go for two here. Score's 14-0, 3:09 to go in the first quarter for North Mahaska. 2-point try here. Richards under center, Rutledge and Stargill behind Richards, two receivers on right side. Richards is going to take it. Well, off to the right side. Ball is going to be knocked incomplete
by number five.
Number five, Blake Ely. Blake Ely passes the center for Stargill. Stargill coming out of the backfield, running through a short route inside the goal line. Ball just incomplete. With 3:09 to go in the first quarter, Warhawks lead at 14-0. They line up to kick off. I'll tell you what, two kickoffs after a score in one quarter. We haven't seen that yet this year, so that's a good sign for North Mahaska tonight.
Well, we haven't seen it for North Mahaska. We've seen it for other schools.
We've seen it pretty quick. Tom's going to pull up some scores here and check around the district and around the league here in South Central Iowa. Give us a chance to thank Brian Seed Company. They're your Syngenta Independent Seed Advisor located in Oskaloosa and the distributor for the surrounding area with a full line of NK beans. Golden Harvest Corn. For more information, call Kelly Bryan at 641-660-2251.
Well, it looks like the only score we got is Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0. Cardinal, Eldon, 6.
Eldon up 6-0 over the Rockets of Eddyville.
And Sigourney, Keota, 7. Wilton, 7.
7-7 tied up in that one. That Sigourney team beating that Beacon team last week. The backdrop brawl, I think, is what they called it. one of those lined up kicks. Kick is up, kick him at the 25. And he was trying to head past the 35, going to be brought down about the 37-yard line.
Landon Fleener brought down.
Fleener to stop Seaton. Seaton taking the kick on that one coming near side.
Thank you.
Run it up.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll find it. You give me another time. I'll find it, Tommy. yeah, that backyard party, and we talked about that earlier, Tommy. The last play of the game, that Sigourney-Pekin game, and Sigourney takes it in for the win. Hey, no, listening to those guys, they were calling that the backyard brawl.
I kind of wish I could have seen that play.
Well, here's Holyfield here. He was selling three backs. Going to spin that 21 around the left side. Brandon Graham's going to be up the field, up the left side for four, maybe five. In the second five with 2:54 to go here in the first quarter.
Pulpy there
on the stop.
Along with Spolstra.
Spolstra in on the stop. St. Peter's a name we've gotten very used to so far this season, Tommy. He seems like he's ready to run the ball. 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks up 14-0. Well, on the other side, three backs. Looks like they're going to get North Mahaska on a hard count there.
That hard count's a tricky thing.
Graham seems to be running the offense here. As I said a little earlier, the St. Louis Valley offense, kind of a wing tee, you never really know who's going to get the snap, but it looks like Graham is going running it from the backfield. So the false start, or the encroachment on the defense there is going to get a first down. The English Valley up about the 42-yard line. They'll take it back to 48-yard line. Coming behind the scrimmage here, Graham takes the pass, takes the snap, going to hand off the far side, number five. Ealy, right on the left side. Ealy's going to be, looks like they're trying to strip the ball on. Graham spun, headed off the left side. Ealy made it up, made it around the corner. It's going to pick up a nice pickup there, about 15.
Yeah, it looked like Van Welden.
But Whelan chased him down, tried to get the ball from him.
Looked like he was trying to just strip it.
Yep. So that's going to be the first down to Eagles Valley. Your ball on the 36-yard line in North Mahaska. 1:57 to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks up 14-0. Ball on the far side of the field here. Three backs, a fly receiver for English Valley. Snap's going to go direct to number 24, he is out here near side, 22. Snap was to Axmere, hand off to Sanders, come near side. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Only hit it a yard.
Paul Peter, Dumont, and Hitler on the top.
Dumont, another freshman making a start here on this defense for the Warhawks. Pick up a one. That's going to give a second nine with another 22 to go. We didn't really get to go through the starting lineups. But Dumont and freshman number 22 supposed to make it starts here tonight. Ball middle of the field, three back set. Snap's taken by Axmere. Axmere's going to cut up left side. He spins around, he takes two handoffs before he even moves. Put it in the defender. That gets confusing.
Yeah, it does. Colton Davis.
Davis in on the stop for the Warhawks.
Just pulled him straight back.
Made it to the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him a half a yard. They're going to call it third and we'll give him eight, so third and eight, give him a yard on the carry. We're inside a minute to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks up 14-0. Ball middle of the field here. Sanders and Graham in the backfield. Sanders comes out, takes the hand off the pass, well over the head of
flag on the play.
Well over the head of Ashley, but we do have a flag on the play.
Could be holding.
Illegal shift. The illegal shift on English Valley. They had a man in motion. Sanders took the snap, faked the run, and then had a man in the flats, and he went over the head of Axmere. North Mahaska is going to decline the penalty here. That's going to bring up a 4th and 8 ball on the 34-yard line in North Mahaska with 25.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Aside from the false start penalty here so far in the first quarter, that's another thing that's hurt North Mahaska penalty yards. Really seems like they've hurt them.
Yeah, they got two penalties on tonight.
English Valley is going to line up here. Hand off left side. Face to the inside. He's going to make it up past the 30, down about the 25 or 24. So fourth and eight, they want to play on the left side. That's going to end up a first down for English Valley. Then Wheeler and Bortel look back in on the stop. Bortel Legbold was in on the stop there, too.
I think that's going to be the last play for the quarter.
Getting down about 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. English Valley, the better still, a little huddle. You know, I don't think they're going to get to the line of scrimmage in time. We're content with just letting the clock run out here in the first quarter. But it does. See, the Warhawks up 14-0. Two quick scores here in the first quarter. First play from scrimmage for Stagville. Gets it 70 yards to the house from North Mahaska. And then they, about 65-yard drive on their second possession. North Mahaska takes it into the second score. Gives us a little bit of weight. You said Stagville already passed 100 yards on the night.
Yeah, he passed over 100 yards. Team total for total offense. It's 138
yards. 138
yards
in the first quarter. I think Coach Arrett will take that every single time.
And that's two drives.
You have two drives, 138 yards of offense.
First drive was 70 yards, and then
one play, 70 yards, and then a real nice, they're just steady dose of the run play. A pass mixed in there, a pass from Richards to, I think it was Bortel.
Yep.
They'll mix it in, get them by down the run, and then see some of those guys out on the flats and let them run. So we're going to get set to kick off the second quarter here. Warhawks up 14-0. With that, we want to thank Boyd's U.S. Cellular for hosting us tonight. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. We're the company who puts people first. They always have something for everyone, so stop into one of the four locations. Albia, Grinnell, Newton, be sharing today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Hey, can you say Garden Collier?
Gardner Collier Jewelry. I've been practicing that. I just have to slow down long enough to read it, and then my mind can produce the words. Bears, switch some tags here. Bears will be running right to left as you face your radio. Down near side of the field, just inside the North Alaska 25, down to the 23-yard line. Hand it off right side. That's Grimm. Grimm's going to make it around the right side. Turn it up the field. He's going to cut back across, down to about the 20, down to the 20-yard line. It's going to pick up four. That's going to give us a second six. 1:45 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, that's hopefully, the Warhawks, North Mahaska, will stop the Bears of English Valley.
Going to need a big defensive stop here for the Warhawks.
Yeah,
just inside the 20. They're going to call up the 19 seconds, six to go for the Bears. Actually, they're going in the backfield here. Snaps to Axmere. They're in motion. That's the slot receiver, Axmere. Axmere came running back from the slot position. Give him a minute to line of scrimmage. You're going to give him maybe a go on that. It's going to bring up a third and five for the Bears. 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter. You're listening to the first half action. North Mahaska Warhawks football. Warhawks leading 14-0. All the scores, one station, KIIC. You're listening to feed number six, North Mahaska Friday Night Lights. We're going to be bringing you every single game this year. Me and Touchdown Tommy. My name's Wendell Campbell. Stop in to see me at State Farm there in Oskaloosa. Snap to Axmer. Axmer hit after Grimm. Grimm runs up left side on third down. He's going to get down right inside the 15. He's going to bring up a fourth and short. Hibbler in on the stop for the Warhawks.
Yeah, Hibbler started to become a name that we're saying quite a bit, too.
Hibbler, yeah. It seemed like last week Hibbler was there on quite a few of them. Oh, Peter, then we have made a hit on a punt team that Waco player, his team, I think, he may still be feeling that one.
Yeah.
Great snap. Grimm's going to run on the left side. Grimm's going to be down inside the 10-yard line. Big scrum down to the 5, inside the 5, down to the 4.
That's going to
be a first down, down to the 4. Look at him, it's about about the 5-yard line. So I heard Dumont and Spolstra on that one?
Yeah, Dumont and Spolstra on that one.
On the stop. Here's the Bears, the first and goal to go from the 5-yard line. 9:45 to go. Second quarter, first half action. Warhawks leading 14-0. Sanders and Grimm in the backfield. Sanders gets their hands off to Grimm. Grimm's runs over right side. He's met the line of scrimmage, stood up and drove back. Looks like Grimm lost his helmet on that one, too.
Is it like college where he's got to sit out of play?
I don't think so. I know there was some discussion lost a shoe on it too. So lost the helmet and a shoe. Yeah, he's gonna run this one off real quick because he did lose his helmet. They're gonna bring in Chris Delaney. But Delaney or Ely? That's Ely. Ely, number five. Ely coming in for Grimm. Grimm losing his helmet on that play. Another quality scrimmage, so a good stop for the Warhawks. Going to get him second and goal to go from the five. Ashley and Sanders in the backfield. Ashley runs into his own guy. He's in the backfield. He turns it upfield. But in with two.
Right into Polpeter right there.
Right into Polpeter. Polpeter pulled him down for the stop. He came in the slot receiver. I think that a lot of this offense, the spring team offense for the Bears, got in this direction, and Trey Kandos, and he tried to run up the right sideway right into the slot receiver, and he looked like he was running right at him. Lee was actually taking the red snapper on the right side. So Grimm back in the game on this one. Grimm and Sanders in the backfield. Chris after Grimm on the right side. Grimm runs in the far side. He's going to be stopped short again. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Bears. Fourth and goal to go for right about the 1 yard line. They gave him about a foot and a half on that one.
That's been a good stop. Good goal line stand right here.
Good goal line stand here for the Warhawks.
Over there and foul.
Grimm took to the direct snap. Fired his lead blocker on the left side. He was stopped right at the line of scrimmage, fell forward, and he still didn't make it. So fourth and goal to go. Ball on the 1 yard line. 7:42 to go here in the second quarter. Warhawks up 14-0.
We got timeout.
Timeout, English Valleys. They're gonna talk this one over on a fourth and short, there to go. With that, it's going to give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors here tonight. Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. When it comes to relaxation, nothing beats a plush reclining sofa. When it comes to serving more, nobody beats Slumberland Furniture. Shop now for up to 55% off list price on reclining sofas and chairs, plus more like bedrooms and mattresses, including Sealy Posturepedic and Beauty Rest. Relax, save, shop the big reclining and more, sir. Only at Slumberland Furniture. See hours, directions, and more at slumberland.com. Located off Highway 23 in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. Time out for English Valley with 7:34 to go here in the second quarter. English Valley behind us, and Warhawks up 14-0. Fourth and goal to go. Ball just inside the 1 yard line.
Looks like we got a score update.
Tommy's got a touchdown. Tommy's got some score updates for us here.
Pekin 7, Lindbergh Sully 0. And
Sully 0, Pekin over Lindbergh Sully. I bet that's a good game going on down there. That might be one of the other live feeds. As a matter of fact, I think they were teaming up right now here tonight. Fourth and goal to go. Trish that Grimm right side. Grimm's going to be held up. He's going to extend the line of scrimmage and driven back. We're going to blow this one. Blow this one down. Oh. Grimm Mahaska is going to take over. Fourth and goal to go. Inside the one. Grimm took with the right snap. Play at the line of scrimmage. Play at the line of scrimmage and driven back.
But Sully was running down the field with the ball.
We're going to go across with the ball. Yeah, he ran out of that power with the ball, but I think they're going to call him dead. But anyway, that's going to give the ball back to North Mahaska. First and 10 by the inside the 1 yard line with 7:15 to go. Great defensive stop.
That's something that North Mahaska needs to be doing the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's something they haven't done here in the first three games, but a great stop here. Richard standing in his own end zone here. We'll take the score here. That's going to be the upback. Well, it's up past the five, up to the six. Picked up a five on the play. That's going to be a second five. Pretty sure Richards was standing in his own end zone on the direct snap on that one. Hi, buddy.
Oh, really?
On your side of the field, three backs behind Richards. Oh, stock joke got going just a little too early there.
Okay, all right.
Stock joke was set far back in the eye in behind Richards.
Well, we got an update on the roster. Number 71 is not Ben Wilden. It is Taylor Legbull.
Legbull's wearing 71 here tonight. All right. We've been giving Ben Wilden some credit. That's going to be a second seven now. half the distance here. It's going to be left side ball on the ground. Ball on the ground. Looks like English Valley stepped on it. First down, English Valley. Stockdale coming around the left side and dropped the ball. Laid the ball down English Valley and landed on top of it. That's going to be English Valley, the ball inside the 5-yard line. 6:25 to go, first and goal to go from the old 4-yard line. What a hiccup. Stockdale running on the left side. Ball is poked out here. So we got Graham and Sanders in the backfield. Sanders taking the back snap, puts it back. Pass is good. Sanders take the handoff, spot on the right side. Pass complete. I think Ely on that one.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
So Sanders taking the back snap, takes two handoffs, rolling out right side. Completes the pass for a touchdown to the Bears with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter.
Just lobbed it right over Stockdale's hand.
Stockdale made a run in, thought he would get around, and then by the time he was able to retreat, wasn't able to get back in time. So that leaves us 6:18 to go. English Valley got to line up for two here. Great snap to Sanders. He's met in the backfield. Oh, he went good. He comes around on the left side. He's going to bring it in for two. Oh, my goodness. Looked like Davis. Yeah, take that back. Yeah, Davis, Colton Davis. Met him in the backfield, had him all but wrapped up. And Sanders was able to get away from him and run around this near side. What a 14-8 here. We're still leading second quarter action, 6:18 to go. Tell you what, many mistakes. We've talked about that all season. We've had a lot of instances where the Warhawks put the ball on the ground, giving the other team a chance, and that's exactly what Stockdale did. Laid it down. One play later, little play action pass up to the far side puts English Valley on the board. 14-8 with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, let's hope we can get a score. Three tries, three scores.
The 4th with a fumble on the last one.
Yeah.
And the 83 Jackson lining up to kick for the Bears.
Hopefully we can forget about that.
Yep. That's all you can do is forget about it and make the next play. Jackson drops his hand. Kick is up. Short kick. North Alaska going to fall on top of it. Up at their own 42-yard line. So very short kick. Only about an 18-yard kick. Doesn't look like he caught it cleanly.
Like Leeson.
Gleason fouled on the ball there. The second one he fouled on the night. He took the first loop and then kicked off and fell on it and was able to foul on that one. So that's going to be first and 10. North Maaska with 6:17 to go in the second quarter. North Maaska leading 14-8. No mistakes giving the Bears a short field. The Bears able to run it in. I'm sorry, pass it in, but get it in the end zone in one quick play here. Two receivers, side receiver, far side comes in motion. Rutledge and Stockdale behind Richards. Handoff's going to be to the up back Rutledge. Rutledge is going to make it up past the line of scrimmage and make about a yard. About two-thirds of the Bear defense set on the stop there for English Valley. It's going to bring up a second and 9 here for the Warhawks.
It's a beautiful night for football.
Beautiful night for football. As the sun goes down, the temperature's starting to drop a little bit, but still a beautiful evening. Lots of red turning out here in the North Mahaska Stadium. Two backs, Richards takes the snaps, going to push it out right side to Stockdale. Stockdale cuts back up. Stockdale puts the ball on the floor. Ball on the carpet again. English Valley got a good time of power with it. English Valley football. Stockdale came over the right side. Stockdale gets to the sideline, passes his helmet. But as he made it on the left side, tried to cut back up field to the left. Ball on the carpet. English Valley fouls on it. Look at the English Valley, the ball with 5:32 to go in the second quarter. Ball in North Alaska territory down about the 46-yard line.
Stockdale needs to go to the bathroom and wash his hands, get that butter off him.
A little slippery. Head off on the left side. In the backfield, balls up, looks like that was 21. 21, Brendan Graham, taking the direct snap, coming and running around the left side, near side here. First and 10, he's going to get him about 6. That's going to be a second, and going to get him second, 7, so that's going to be second 3 for the Bears.
Hortel and Hibbler on that stop.
Hortel and Hibbler right on the stop for the Warhawks. 5:06 to go here, second quarter. Warhawks up 14-8. Second and 3 to the Bears. You got Graham and Graham and Sanders in the backfield. Sanders takes the snap, hand it off to Graham. Graham runs up, runs right side up past the 40, down past the 35, down to the 32. It's going to be enough for a first down for the Bears.
Spolstra, Popier.
Spolstra making the initial hit. Popier coming in on the finish. Inside 5 minutes to go here. Tell you what, the Bears have been able to move the ball very well here coming from that last drive. Getting stopped at the goal line and getting it back on the fumble. Sanders taking the snap. Sanders going to hand it to Ashford. Ashford going to run around the right side. Up past the 30, down about the 25. Going to give him the 24. Just inside the 25. That's going to bring up a second short. Second about 2 here for the Bears. But the Warhawks took the ball back over. First and 10 on their own 1 yard line after a fourth down goal line stand by the defense. Two plays into that, Stockton lays it down. The Bears take over, run it in for 4 yards on one play. Stockton loses the ball again. Great snap. Sanders takes two handoff, run around the right side, back up the line of scrimmage for the Bears.
Maybe a gain and a half yard.
Maybe a half yard, but the second and 2, they're going to give it, they're going to leave it third and 2. Be a good fourth down stop here. The way the Bears have been moving the ball, they've had a couple fourth down games for first downs. Well, one to pick up in the first quarter, fourth and 11. And Bruce Sanders took that one. No, Grimm took that one. Fourth and 11, took it for 17 yards. Middle of the field here for English Valley. Grimm's going to take the next down, going to fake a handoff. Going to be melt on his scrimmage. He's driven down. I don't think he got it there.
A.J. Hibbler.
Hibbler ran on the stop. But they all come in to finish him off. Fourth down and 1 to go for the Bears. A 3-10 to go in the second quarter. Ball down to the 24, Mokaheska 24-yard line. Fourth down and 1 to go.
You know they're going to go for it.
Yep. The Bears haven't shown any fear of going for a fourth down here.
Well, looking at their kickoff, they doesn't look like they got soccer team.
Sanders and Grimm in the backfield. Sanders is going to take the snap. Hand off to Grimm right side. Grimm runs up. Here's the line of scrimmage, falls forward. I think they're going to give him enough, depending on the spot here, but I think they're going to have him enough for the first down.
Oh, if the refs could run the straight line.
Throwing a little cricket in there. They're going to stop the clock here. They're going to measure. Take a look. It looks like he's fast forward for it now. If we're sitting just in the left side of the press box here on the North Mahaska end of the field, they're going to bring the change out and take a measure.
You know, North Mahaska, last week, they wore some red pants.
Red pants, I heard that was a big deal for North Mahaska.
They look sharp with the white tops. Red tops and white jerseys.
They're going to stretch it tight here, and that is enough for a first down for the Bears. It's going to give them a first and 10 down on the North Mahaska 23-yard line. Got 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. North Mahaska leading 14-8. Sanders and Grimm in the backfield. Axman in the slot. Snap direct to Grimm. Grimm hands up to Axman. Axman coming from that slot position, running the opposite way. He's right at the line of scrimmage and dropped. Fast forward, Legler been on the stop for North Mahaska. Going to make it a second 8. They're going to give him 2 yards on the carry. Second 8, 2:09 to go here in the second quarter. 14-8, the Warhawks lead. Listen, Coach Yell would love to go into halftime with a lead here. Grimm and Sanders in the backfield. Axman on the slot. Sanders takes the hand off, rolled out, right out. He's got Axman short. Ball's going to fall incomplete.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the flag in the backfield.
Could be numerous things. Ref the passer or holding.
Yep, looks like we got a holding against the Bears.
But how do you move them back, Ed?
I think I'll take the penalty here. I sure would. Second, that really was second 18. Yeah, it was a great play. Great play by the Warhawk defense, knocking that ball incomplete. Axmere, the slot man, went in motion across, ran on the flat. Sanders had him open. It was Bortel or Hibbler. I think it was Hibbler in on that one. That was able to knock the ball free. Second and 18. That moves the ball back to the 35-yard line north of Haskett. Sanders are in the backfield. Axmere slot far side. Snaps to Sanders. Sanders sends off to Graham. Graham runs right side up at the 35. 30 to 20. He's going to be run out of bounds about the 20-yard line of North Mahaska.
That's pretty close. Sir.
Picked up a good chunk of the yardage back. Back to about the original line of scrimmage before the penalty. So we're going to have 3rd and 7 here. Great pickup by
Axmere.
Actually, no, that was Grimm. Sanders hit after Grimm on that one on the far side. Axmere was in the slot running the lead block there.
Ah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But that far side of the field, Axmere in the slot far side, Grimm and Sanders in the backfield. Grimm takes a handoff. Axmere comes in motion of the slot. He's met at the line of scrimmage. He's in that slot and kind of that counterplay coming to the other side. He was met, fell forward for maybe a yard. That's going to bring up the 4th down for the Bears. North Haskell is going to take a timeout to talk about it here. Timeout with 1:14 to go in the second quarter. Warhawks leading this from 14-8. 4th down and 6. They're going to get a 4th down and 6 ball just inside the 20-yard line, down about the 19. With that timeout, gives us another chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Again, my name is Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Stop by the office where we can give you quotes on home, auto, life insurance. We'd love to, even if you just stop by to us, what sort of a job you think we're doing with the North Mahaska broadcast. Last week our goal was to try to make sure we got a nickname for Tommy. This week Touchdown Tommy was born. So you got some scores on there, Touchdown?
I got a couple scores. Alvia, 9. OCL with Clark County, 0.
Alvia, 9-0. I think that was a battle of Highway 34 if I heard the radio right on the way in.
Eddieville, 13. Cardinal, Eldon, 6.
13-6, Eddieville over that one.
Davis County, 7. I-35-0.
Sure. 4th and 6 to go, middle 14. 4th down stand here. 4.5 standard at 4th and goal. Now just inside the 20, 19, 4th and about 6 to go.
Oh,
hard count for the Bears is going to draw.
That's twice.
Started on North Mahaska offside.
That's twice.
Crossman on the defense, so that's going to shorten the field here for the Bears. Way up to 4th and 1, even with the penalty, it's going to be 4th down, but a much more manageable 1 yard.
That's Mahaska, Coach. That's Mahaska asking. What's going on? What we just talked about.
You know, and that's what he took the timeout before that play, and I'm sure one of the things he said was, you know, watch the hard count, man. It's the second time tonight the Bears have pulled the Warhawks off sides on a hard count. Sanders and Grimm in the backfield here for English Valley.
Timeout.
English Valley is going to take a timeout and talk about it.
Yeah, some more of the scores that I got. Deacon 7, Lindsay's only 6.
Deacon 7-6, close game there with Deacon and Lindsay, two teams we're going to see this year.
Yep. Figured to Kyoto, 7, Wilton, 14.
7-14. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. I had to read this one 3 or 4 times before. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1styourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They are federally insured by the NCUA. Your voice is a new program that Community First Credit Union has out to help you with questions and online and
I know some of our listeners out there in Oskaloosa would probably like to know that Carlisle has 0 points and Oskaloosa has 6.
6-0, Oski over that Carlisle team. 4th and 2 to go here. Snap to Sanders' hand. Sanders' hand off to Graham. Graham runs on the right side. He's going to be down close to the 10. I think that's going to be enough for the 1st down here.
Yeah, that would be a 1st down.
Oh, yep, they're going to go ahead and move the chains. 1st down.
On the 11th.
Another 4th down, 4th down conversion for the Bears. Sanders takes a stab. Axemir comes in motion far side. Axemir is brought down to the backfield.
This is a loss on Adam Meyer.
Meyer brings us aside. 1 minute to go here. They're going to stop the clock, 43.9. We're going to have a penalty on the field. Unfortunately, we're going to call. Bengals Valley was trying to get a timeout call, but I saw the coach come out and was yelling timeout at the referee, and he knew it was coming a little too far off the sideline for that one. So they're going to call the unsportsmanlike conduct. That was going to be a second and about 12. That was a dead ball after the play, so the loss has stand. The penalty is going to be tacked on the end. We're inside a minute to go second quarter. Warhawks up 14-8.
So it'll be a
15-yard penalty on that. It's going to be a second and... second about 27. He lost two yards on the play, and then the personal foul, unsportsmanlike, on the English Valley bench.
Should I call my wife and ask her to do the math for us?
she's a math teacher there in Oskaloosa, so yeah, as we're starting to add, that's more fingers and toes than I can. By the time we do 12 and 15, I'll have to start borrowing fingers. So ball's pushed back about the 28-yard line. Second and 27. The Bears can get a first down. They've got a receiver short side. Axemir in the slot. Stands back. He's in the backfield. He's running down. Leg hold. Pope-eater on that one, too.
I believe so.
Leg hold and Pope-eater in on that one. Loss of another eight,
maybe more.
Eight, maybe more. That's going to make about third and 37.
That'll be
We get down inside 10 seconds to go here. I think it looks like the Bears are just going to let this one run out.
Now they're going to try to get it off real quick.
I run one quick play here. It's a 2-1. Soccer is all 0. They weren't able to get the snap off. So at halftime, the Warhawks went in the locker room up 14-8 over the Bears.
That's a lot of the Warhawks fans, Bob.
Great to see all the red here in the crowd. Great turnout here in North Mahaska for the Warhawk faithful. We're going to take a break here for a few minutes. We'll get the first half stats for you. We're going to check some other scores around the league. We'll be back here in about 12 to 15 minutes. We'll come back with about 5 minutes to go here at halftime. We'll review what happened here in the first half. Again, we're running into halftime here. North Mahaska 14-8. This is Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor, State Farm agent, and Touchdown Tommy Jenkinson bringing it to you. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Bears making it back onto the field. North Mahaska back out, getting ready to line the clock here for about 2 minutes. Recap of the first half. Totally, we started off, Tommy, with a lot of excitement early. Stockdale taking the first play from scrimmage, running at 70 yards to the house for North Mahaska here tonight. Got the party started early. Followed that with a two-point conversion. Then after a three and out by English Valley, Warhawks got the ball back, put together about a 68-yard scoring drive.
Hey, that's pretty good math.
Hey, I can get there. I can learn. The 68-yard scoring drive put them up 14-0, and we weren't even out of the first quarter yet. Looked like the Warhawks were going to run away with this one, and then English Valley got the ball and got on a roll.
And they kept the ball for a long time.
I don't know, yeah. Time of possession, if you looked at it in this game, it would not tell the true tale of the game, because English Valley seems like they've had a ball for a long time. Got down 4th-and-1, goal to go. Then in the second quarter, Warhawks stop him. And then on the ensuing drive by the Warhawks, 2 plays in, Stockton loses the ball. The Bears get the ball back inside the 5 next play. Pass play around the far side, and they get the ball in the end zone. Incomplete on the 2-point conversion. That puts us where we're at. They did complete to Axemir on the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
So that puts us at 14-8, and that's the final score we had in the first half as we're getting ready to kick off through the third quarter. The Bears, who deferred on the kickoff, deferred in the second half, so they're going to be getting the ball back here in the third quarter as we get ready to get started. The Warhawks will be, as you finish your radio, the Warhawks will be kicking right to left. Axman and Neely, I believe, back to receive the kick here for the Bears.
That's number six.
Seaton. Neely's number five.
I got the back.
Seaton, thank you. Seaton and Ashton are getting ready to take the kick. We're getting ready to kick off here in the second half action.
Yeah, total yards for the first half for North Mahaska. 144
total yards of offense, and all that pretty much came in the first quarter.
Well, I was talking to a few North Mahaska parents and fans. Well, after you run a 70-yard touchdown, it adds up pretty quick when you get
140 yards of chunk. Yeah, it doesn't take long to get to 140, but, that one got the party started right, and then they thought we were lost in the races, but a good second quarter by this Bears team. That got them back within striking distance. A one-score game, 14-8, as we get ready to kick off the third quarter. Then go down through our sponsors, KIIC. Here's the KIIC .6, feed number 6, North Mahaska Warhawks. I'm Wendell Campbell. Got touchdown, Tommy Jenkinson with me. We're going to be winning every single Warhawk game here this year. We're in week number 4 of Friday Night Lights 2013. Great, good kudos to the North Mahaska Band, as the North Mahaska Band performed at halftime. Great show.
Yeah, Megan Guma had a solo for the
Oklahoma Guma. Yep. Second song.
Pretty good.
75.
Parker Davis come out and listen.
Parker Davis getting ready to kick off here for the Warhawks. Stand up. Kick is up. Good kick. Back.
Excellent kick.
Ball field the 20. Up past the 25. 30, 35. He makes him in the secondary. Up past midfield. Oh, he may take it to the house. That's number 6, Cody Seaton. Seaton running in the far side. He's on about the 15 to 10. He's going to take it all the way. Seaton's going to take the second half open the kickoff. So the English side, and he's going to take it all the way to the house. 80-yard return.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, you're right. Last week in Waco took the second half kickoff all the way to the house. Seaton taking that one 80 yards and for the score, not even 15 seconds. We're tied up 13-14 as the Bears get ready to go for the try here.
Yeah, I think, wow, last week against Waco was about an 80-yard
very close. Yeah, they took it a long ways.
That's why.
Bears going to come up one here. The wing tee kind of set here. Sanders and Grimm in the backfield. Sanders takes the handoff, fakes to Grimm, turns around the left side. He's going to be mad and still going to find a scrimmage.
Okay.
Try is going to be no good with Spencer on the side for the Warhawks. So 15 seconds into the second half, Tommy, and we are tied up 14-14. We've got a ball game, 1:45 to go, third quarter. Well, that is not, I can guarantee you, Coach Aaron, at halftime, that is not part of the conversation we had with these boys.
First half, first quarter, 15 seconds in, North Mahaska
throws it out. That's 15 seconds into the third quarter. And the Bears answer right back, so we're tied up 14-14. Seaton took the kick to the near side. He cut up through the middle. Couple of Warhawks had a chance at him, and then before he knew it, he was in past the kicker and everybody else, and it was off to the races. He ran from here to that foul pylon, was able to get it in. So now he goes forward. The Bears is set to kick off from 11:45 to go in the second quarter. We're all 9-14. Luke Jackson set to kick off for the Bears.
Rutledge and
Stockdale back. Kicks into a short kick. It's going to be three, number 2, and Robertel. No, 7. Simmons comes up the right side. Comes back to the middle of the field. He's going to make it back up to about the 35.
It would have been nice if Simmons could run that back.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can do it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. We can do better.
Can you sing that song for me?
No, I can't. No, I can't. The first and 10 for the Warhawks, ball on the Warhawk 35-yard line. 11:40 to go here in the second quarter. That's the Bears take the opening second half kick to the house, tied up 14. Richards under center, 2 bats behind him. Handoff's going to be near side. Stockdale, Madden's back down 21. Grimm's going to pull him down after a gain of about 4. They're going to get a 5 up to the 40, so it's going to be second and 5 here for the Warhawks. 7:27 to go. That's 14-14. Ball's near side of the field. Warhawks will be going from right to left as you face your radio dial. Receiver far side. slot receiver near side. Rutledge and Stockdale goes. Hannah's going to be led by Rutledge. Rutledge and Madden drag down the line of scrimmage. Bruno's in on the tackle for the Bears. They're left on two.
They didn't get too far.
Don't get in the line of scrimmage. That's pretty close. Maybe a loss of about a half yard. So maybe third and five. Maybe third and six. They're going to call it third and five here with 10:53 to go. Now on your side. Receiver far side. That's going to be Warner on the far side. Two backs behind Richards.
A little bubble screen, possibly.
Bang goes in motion. Near the far side. And now he's going to roll out right side. He's got two defenders coming around right side. Ball's out in the front. Three goes out in front of Wanders.
Ah, that was number 10.
That was Simmons.
Simmons
on the front. He had him. He just let him a little too far to pass. So it's going to bring up a fourth and five with 10:33 to go here for the Warhawks. Ball right into the Warhawks 35-yard line.
Richards back to punt.
Yeah, which is going to be back to give us a kick here.
He's done some pretty good punts.
He has had a couple decent punts. They're going to have Seton. Last time Seton touched the ball, he took it to the house. So Seton back to kick
that up.
Great kick. Seton gets back. Seton touches the ball. The ball is about to pick up by another New English player. That ball came off of Seton's toes. That ball went right through his hands off his feet. Picked up by number 32. That was Sheldon Ealy. Sheldon Ealy picking the ball up after it bounced off of Seton's toes. The Bears are going to get the ball. It's pretty decent field position here. That's about the North Nebraska 33-yard line. Well, they're at 33-yard line.
Looks like Lakeville.
Lakeville went on the stop there. Lakeville was there. So, yeah, he had a good great play last week in Waco. He's probably still feeling that one. Sanders and Grimm. Three backs, slot receiver. Sanders is going to take a handoff left side to Grimm. Grimm back line scrimmage. Makes around one guy right past the 35. That's about the 37. That's going to be a pickup of 4.85. They're going to give him four. That's going to bring up a second and six.
We're tied on that stop.
We're tied around the stop. 10:09 to go here in the third quarter. We're all knotted up at 14. It's a great thing about high school football. They can turn in a hurry. Two opening kickoffs. The opening play of the first half and the opening kickoff of the second half return. Sanders takes the snap left side. He's going to hand off to Grimm. Grimm's about the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage there, so no gain on the play. Going to bring up a third and six for the Bears.
Spolstra.
We're going to say his name a lot tonight. He's going to round the ball. They'll give him that half yard. Third and six, third and five. They're going to call it six on the score. We'll give him six. Third and six to go here for the Bears. Sanders and the Bears break huddle. Then the Bears in kind of a two-back set, direct snap, and the slot receiver, X-Men. Oh, three balls on the ground. Somebody fouled it. Ball was shooting with the Sanders. He can't get the snap. It looks like the Bears do foul on it. That's going to bring up a fourth down and 10.
Coppinger
was able to fall on the ball. He was just kind of an innocent bystander. I don't think he really knew what was going on, but ball went through the hands of Sanders.
Looks like the back to punt.
Jackson's going to be back to punt for Jackson or Coppinger. Is that 84? Snaps up. Kick. Sure, line drive kick. Over the head of Wanders. Wanders going to pick it up about the 15-yard line, make it up about the 20. Put a reverse field to the other side. He's going to be met by about half the Bears' defense.
Hard tackle.
Wanders, he came in on that ball, and that ball slid over his head. He had to go back to the 15 to get it. That's going to give North Nebraska the ball at the 20-yard line. They're on 20-yard line with 8:23 to go here in the second quarter. We're all knotted up at 14 here. Again, my name is Wendell. I'm going to touch down Tommy with me tonight. We're here in North Nebraska High School in New Sharon, Iowa. North Nebraska Warhawks versus the English Valley Bears. A lot of action so far tonight. Down the middle field, receiver far side, two backs behind Richards. Richards going to take a handoff to Rutledge and a handoff to, that was number 12, that was Wattell. Wattell was the slot receiver coming in motion through there, and they take the handoff to Rutledge coming across, and a little kind of a trick play there, and Wattell was able to take it up. Gain about a yard. It's going to be second and nine. They gave him two, so second and eight. Just past the 20-yard line with North Nebraska territory. Good ball, middle field. Simmons in the slot. Bortel wanders out for him. Two backs behind him. Richards, quick pass up the middle. Oh! Through the hands. Through the hands of Kohler. Kohler just ran a seam route straight up the middle of the field. He turned back to catch the ball. Got his hands all over that. Just could not drag it in.
Catch the ball, then turn and run.
Yeah, I think he was ready to turn and run before he had the ball caught. He had a lot of green ahead of him if he would have caught that ball.
I don't think anybody was going to catch him on that.
No, because he was in behind the defense. It's the receiver on your side, receiver far side. Richards takes a snap, threw the double screen, through the hands, almost
intercepted.
Almost intercepted, through the hands of
Sure.
For the Bears. That's going to bring up a fourth and eight. Two pass plays. Second and eight, they had it with Kohler. That play was a little broken down, a little bit of a bubble screen.
Richards back to punt.
Richards is going to get a kick here. Number six, Seaton, back to receive the ball for the Bears. Richards gets the snap, kicks it up. Ball's caught right inside the 45. That's 45-50, comes near side. From the end of North Nebraska territory, knocked out of bounds just inside the North Nebraska 30-yard line.
Leg roll and the deposit.
Seaton was able to take that one here up the near sideline, cut up the seam, get the ball in the North Nebraska territory. That's going to give the Bears.
Well, I was watching the ref. Looks like the puck got partially blocked.
A little bit of a touch on the kick.
Yeah.
Still a pretty decent kick.
Excellent kick.
As Richards was back his own 10-yard line, but that's going to give the Bears the ball in the North Nebraska territory. 7:26 to go here in the third quarter, tied up 14-all. Ball on the other side. Raymond Sanders in the backfield. Sanders gets the snap, take the handoff. Handoff left side to Graham. Graham up half the left side. Right at the line of scrimmage, driven down the tackle. Right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Great stop by North Nebraska.
Leg hold
there on that one.
Yep. They've been saying his name quite a bit tonight.
How's it? Leg hold and Spolstra have been making the stops for the defense. I believe, I'll have to look and see, but I believe Spolstra is one of the underclassmen on this team.
Spolstra, he should be.
Spolstra is a freshman, number 22. Bob Middlefield. Sanders takes the snap. He's going to take two handoffs and turn into the line and try to run up the left side. And then he's met by the entire defensive line of North Nebraska. I'm not sure what he saw there, thinking he's going to have room to run, but he didn't get much. He picked up the yard. That's going to bring up third and nine for this Bears team.
I was laughing at Meyer. He comes right in after before they get played. It's called dead. He just pushed the whole pile. They all just fell over.
So third and nine, ball just inside the North Nebraska 40-yard line, down about the 37. 6:14 to go in the second quarter, all knotted up at 14. Sanders and Grimm in the backfield, Axman in the slot. It's missed. North Nebraska's going to fly the ball up around midfield. Andrew Dumont on the recovery. Dumont with the recovery. Andrew Dumont making it into the backfield. Tell you what, that's one of those with the offense. You never know who you're going to direct snap it to. And I think both Sanders and Grimm thought it was maybe the other person's ball, and the ball slipped through right between the both of them. Way past the backfield, and Dumont makes it up. North Nebraska going to take over here at midfield with 6:02 to go in the third quarter.
Andrew Dumont, another one of those freshman linebackers.
Another one of those freshmen. And that's going to be near side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be up to the 45, pick up the 5 on the play. Stockdale, we thought he was going to be the horse early, and then two costly fumbles in that second quarter, one that led to the score for the Bears.
On the 6-yard line?
Yep, you could see the frustration in Stockdale after that second one. Second six ball on the Bears 30-yard line. On this side, two Robert Sears farm. Yeah, that's going to be the back. Rutledge are running to the left side. Up past the 40. Down to the 38.
That's
going to be enough.
That's the first down.
That's enough for a walk. First down. The 5:26 to go here in the third quarter. They're all tied up at 14, but the Warhawks are on the move.
Looks like a 7-yard gain for Rutledge.
7-yard gain for Rutledge gives the Warhawks a first down. Down to the 38-yard line, just inside the Bears 40-yard line. Big score. It would be big for the Warhawks to score. The ball on the other side. TRC is far. High formation behind Richards. Here comes in motion. This is going to be the right side. Stockton is going to be hitting drug down in backfield. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage. Team is falling forward. So no gain on the play. Second 10. Ball still on the 38-yard line.
Yeah, I kind of like to see a reverse right here.
Yeah, trickery, a reverse, play. North Mahaska, so the right direction as you push the radio down. Down on the far side of the field. Got Simmons and Waters wide right. Rutledge and Stogdale behind Richards. Richards takes a snap, takes the handoff to the other man. Richards is going to take it up past the line of scrimmage. He's going to be dragged down after about a gain of one. Looked like an option after the left side with Stogdale.
Option keeper.
Richards kept the ball, turned back up the field, picked up a gain of one. That's going to give us 3rd and 9. Ball down to the 37-yard line. We're still 11 to go here in the third quarter. We're still down at 14. The Bears took the opening kickoff in the second half. 80 yards. 80 yards to the highest for the Bears. As Seton took the ball into the score, has us knotted up here. Ball on their side. Richards going to take it. Pass is going to be up there. The pass is going to be caught down to the 25. Here they lost caught by Simmons.
That was a bullet.
That was a great throw by Richards. Richards needed 9. He got about 10 on that one. 10 called the run. Run it on the completion. Gives the Warhawks a first down. They save the pitch after this near side for Stockton. Everybody good on that. Down the elbow in the pitch here near side of Stockton. Stockton up after 29, 25. Oh, caught. Oh, somebody grabbed his shoelaces as he got up past the 20-yard line. Good pickup of about 7 on the play. Down to the bear. And we're going to give him 8, almost 9. So second run coming up here. Ball down about the bear 16-yard line. Great run. Great run by Stockton. If he'd been able to get past that one, somebody just reached up and grabbed his shoelaces and pulled him down. I formation behind Richards. Richards going to hand off to Stockton on the near side. That is the 15. Hit by another fan player. Met by 2, 3, 4 more. They're driving him down. He's going to get enough of Richards for the first down.
Yeah, that's got to be a first down.
Yeah, he made it up past the 15. It looked like the first down marker was just beyond the 15. So he was down. They're going to run the ball inside the 15. Yep, first down for the Warhawks. 2:53 to go here in the second half. Third quarter action. Warhawks and Bears tied up at 14. First and 10, ball on the Bears 14-yard line. Three back eye set behind Richards. Two tight ends here. Last one to the other. Reynolds runs up left side. He's going to get down to the 10, down to the 9.
5-yard game.
Going to give him 5, maybe 6, depending on where we spot it here. Great run by Rutledge at the outback. They're going to call it 2nd and 5 here. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. The Warhawks and Bears tied up at 14.
Rutledge is doing pretty good this game.
Rutledge has been picking up some yards. Stockton may have the advantage, but that's because of that 70-yard first round. So that's going to hit off the Stockton. Stockton is going to run off the left side, down past the 5. Down right about the 5-yard line. So that's a pick up of 5. That could be close to another first down here for the Warhawks. They're going to show him just beyond the 5. If it's not, the nose of the football is on the 5. That's going to be a third and very short run here for the Warhawks.
Third run.
They're off our side. Stogdale and Rutledge behind Richards. Richards is going to keep the ball right up past the 5. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Richards in for the touchdown, 5 yards out. Touchdown Warhawks with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. That's going to put him up a score of 20-14 before the try. Looked like he was just reserved to go ahead and just get the first down, and he really didn't meet much resistance running up that left side. And
there was no resistance. He just kept pushing right on through.
And we go right after center, push it in. So they're going to go for 2 here. On formation behind Richards, Stockton and Rutledge. They're going to pitch it left. Stockton left. He makes a pass and tackle into the end zone for the 2-point try. Stockton. Number 13, Ryan Smith for the Bears trying to make the tackle, and Stockton just ran away from him. Ryan Smith looked like he had him up around the waist, and by the time Stockton was done leaning forward, he was in the end zone. Celtics is our score at 22-14. North Nebraska Warhawks leading the Valley Bears. Who's Valley Bears? With a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter.
Score update on the Oskaloosa Carlisle game. Oskaloosa 26, Carlisle 7.
Oskaloosa up 26-7.
Yeah.
Now, and I'll tell you what, man, the score last week in that Grinnell Oskaloosa game, I don't know. I think it surprised me.
It surprised me.
The fact that that ended up as close as it did. Some of the people I talked to from Grinnell, not that they gave up, but they kind of got a little soft there in the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa scored twice real quickly. Definitely came back a lot closer than what I thought Grinnell was really comfortable with.
Yeah, 101 total points.
101 total points in a high school, in any game. I don't care if it's high school or not. 101 total points is a lot of points to throw up.
Yeah, I was told by a couple of people that second string came in with about 40 seconds to go and scored two quick touchdowns.
Two quick touchdowns for the Oskaloosa Indians. So we're here in Houston. We're also in the Warhawks at the touchdown and a two-point conversion with a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. We got Parker Davis getting ready to kick off here for the Warhawks. Drives his hand, kick is up. Kick can be fielded just inside the 30, up past the 30 to the 35. That's Smith. Smith around the left end. He's up past 35 to the 40. 40 up past midfield. He's going to be in the North Nebraska territory. But they might come out of bounds at the North Nebraska 49, just inside North Nebraska territory. So they're getting these Bears are going to be starting off with good field position.
Foster was on the stop.
Foster in on the stop for the Royals. So Enos Valley going to be taking over with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Down 8, a touchdown and a 2-point to the Warhawks. First and 10 ball, we're going to show us their 48-yard line in North Nebraska. That's our side of the field. Sanders and Gray in the backfield, that's near the slot. Sanders going to take 2 minutes, it's going to throw. Falls up in the air, overthrew his receiver. Pass was intended for Cody Seaton.
Good defense with Gleason on that one.
Gleason on the defense there. Ball is thrown a little high. We do have a flag in the basket there for English Valleys.
I think it's going against English Valley.
They're backing up. So, yeah, English Valley looks like they're conceding the penalty against them here. So that's going to push them back into their own territory. It's going to bring up a second 10. Got a way back.
Is that a 15-yard?
Yeah, it looks like we got a hold. Oh, that's going to be the first down and 25 for the Seamus Valley team. Bears get out high here in the second quarter, or in the second half, I should say, taking the opening kickoff to the house. Then traded possession, and then the Warhawks were able to knock them in. Sanders to Sanders, he ended up for Grinland's near side. He's going to make that pass for 45. I'd imagine about the 47.
Now it's Colas.
Gleason running out of bounds. Grimm's going to pick up 10, about 12. They're still showing there is a line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up the second and 15 for the Bears. Another 7 to go here in the third quarter. Warhawks up 22-14. Ball on their own 47-yard line. Ball near side. Sanders and Grimm in the backfield. That's going to slot. Sanders going to get a handoff left side to Grimm. Grimm's going to run on left edge. We met out there. Great play. Ball on the ground. Looks like Waters on the recovery. Waters recovers it. Bortel came up and hit him right at the line of scrimmage. Looks like Glenn tried to get around him. And then the chaos, ball came out. Bortel ends up on the ball.
Well, we're even up there. Turnover to that.
So Warhawks are giving a couple, and giving a couple of right backs, and now we got Warhawk football at the very end of the field. The first and 10 with 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Receiver near side, slot receiver side, high formation behind Richards. Richards are going to drop back the pass here. He's got a man deep. Waters going to come back and get it. Waters going to catch the ball around the 20, down to 15-10. Great catch by Waters.
A
37-yard pass play, 38-yard pass play for the Warhawks. Richards to Wanders. Wanders takes it down inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. 43-36 to go into the third quarter. Richards had all the time in the world to make that throw. He was throwing a little bit short. Wander side ball came back to it, was able to beat the defender to it, make the catch. We'll pick up about 7 yards after the catch.
Great. That defender right off the rim and just went over and caught the ball.
Stock to the pitch left side down to 7-10, 7-5. Looking to mark him now just outside. Oh, he goes for the pylon. I'm ready to run far side, near side here by Stockdale.
I think there's a new mark on the field. It's the one-inch line.
They've been stuck on their toes to the Warhawks staff. So that's going to give him a second goal to go from the one-inch line. So the football was about an inch longer. They would have called that a touchdown. But on the other side here, you get Wanders and Simmons receivers off the far Stockdale. And Stockdale is going to get the ball left side. Stockdale is going to run it in. Touchdown. Look at my house there. The 13.5 to go here in the third quarter. That's going to make it 28-14. North of Haskell with just a few ticks left here in the third quarter. They get a big play on the fumble recovery. They decide to go off for that first play after that. Get a 38-yard pickup on a pass play. Then two plays of side drive into the end zone. They're going to line up for two here. Slide receiver going to go in motion. Rutledge and Stagel behind Richards. Richards takes the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Stagel. He's got a man in the end zone. Two-point conversion looks like it's going to be intercepted. So an incomplete try. Incomplete try there for the Warhawks. But the touchdown picks him up 14. It's a 13.5 to go in the third quarter. We've got the Warhawks up 28-14.
You got some sponsors to thank over there?
I do have some sponsors to thank. We can't forget them because we wouldn't be here without them. Maple Ridge for assisted learning and memory care in Oskaloosa. As we turn the pages of our lives, we experience times when we need a little extra help. And at Maple Ridge in Oskaloosa, we've created an assisted learning environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life, creates experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. We offer a variety of amenities to assist you in your care of that and you or your loved one. We offer, with around-the-clock staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. That's Maple Ridge for assisted learning and memory care in Oskaloosa. Don't want to forget East Market Grocery here in New Shannon. They have a full meat and dairy department, substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, fry menu, heat and eat items, all for your convenience. They're available Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 3. So two quick scores in the third quarter. This is the Warhawks up. They're 14 points, just where they were as we started the second quarter. And Parker Davis gets ready to kick it off here for the third time. Kicks up. Kick's going to be short. Ball's going to land about the 35, rolling in the 30. Ball's picked up by Seton. Seton's going to run up past the 30. 35's going to end up about the 38-yard line, giving the 39.
Knocked down by his own player.
Yeah, knocked down. Looks like he kind of ran for the biggest pile and got knocked down. That's going to give the Bears the first and 10 to go on the run 39-yard line. You got some more scores over there, Tony?
Yeah, Pekin 14, Linville 47, third quarter.
7, Pekin over Linville. Both those teams we're still going to see up this year with this North Nebraska Warhawk team.
We're now 14, Paula 7.
14-7, that's another big game. I talked to big rivalry game there for Grinnell and Paula.
North Nebraska 22, English Valley 14.
Actually, that's 28-14.
They got it.
Okay, they need to update it. English Valley is going to take the snap. Sanders is going to take the handoff, going to run the ball himself up the left side and pick up two for the Bears. And with that, we're going to run out of time here in the third quarter. As we flip sides here, the Warhawks taking the advantage here in the third quarter. Two scores to go up by a score of 28-14. The Bears took the opening kickoff in the second half, 80 yards to the house to tie it up. And then two quick scores by the Warhawks get the 14-point advantage back. That makes more of the sponsors here tonight. Again, my name is Wendell Campbell. I'm the State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. You can stop in and see me anytime, Monday through Friday. We're there 8:30 to 6:30, 8:30 to 5:30 on Fridays. We want to thank Cargill and New Shannon. Cargill and New Shannon has all your fertilizer and chemical necessary for your farming operation. Between corn and seed, beef by Monsanto, Mike Jill and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-3050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill and New Shannon for all your pre-pad application and check out your pre-pad options. That's earlier if you asked me 5 days ago, I said, I wasn't even thinking about fall. But tell you what, we got here tonight. There's a little bit of a chill in the air. We're in week four, Saturday night lights.
Yeah, second half temperature starting, 66 degrees.
66, I think. it's definitely starting to feel like some football weather. I think all of us would appreciate a little rain, and the field's a little dry here today. You can tell there's a little brown starting to settle in, but we're not ready to
move. Yeah, but it did help me on Monday in that golf tournament, though.
That's true. We got to get out and play a little golf on Monday afternoon.
Had a good time.
Bears second seven here, ball in there, 41-yard line. Snaps going to be dressing out to Graham. Graham's going to make it up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like the ball came out, but he fell right on top of it.
Looks like Cole Peter.
Hope you know on the stop. Graham got the snap that time and take the hand off to Sanders, and then as Graham was making his way to the line of scrimmage, the ball came out, he fell on top of it.
You know, I just took a guess on who made that tackle.
Got it right? Yeah. So it was between Spolstra and the Bolt here. We've been calling their number quite a bit here. So that's going to bring up a third and eight, 11:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. So we'll have Sweden 28-14. Snaps to Graham. Graham's going to hand off the near side.
Looks like three
Warhawks in on the stop.
Hibbler,
Hibbler, Bortel. Handoff was Axner. Axner is usually the man on the slot. He was lined up in the backfield that time with Graham. Graham took the snap and turned around and handed off, and he came up near side. It's going to be a fourth and third. They're just beyond the bare 40-yard line, or 45, I should say. That's almost the 46. Step goes to Graham. Graham spins around. He reaches up the line of scrimmage. He's met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. I don't think they're going to get it. I think that's going to be real hot football there.
They didn't get anything on that one.
Didn't get it. He didn't trick anybody on that. What did you call it earlier? The spin around or the twirl around or
the spin back.
The spin back. Well, he didn't get it on that one. So that's going to turn the ball over on down because Northmaster is going to take over. First and 10, ball on the bare 46-yard line.
Yeah, I would think there was only two Warhawk players that didn't even get in on that tackle.
No, they were all in. They were ready for that that run up to get here. Ball near side for North Mahaskett. Richards got Stockton ready for that. Leverage behind him. Receiver far side, man on the stop. Got a hand off left side. Stockton's going to run left side and get that pass to 35, down to the 30, down about the 35. We're going to be just short of the first down, pick up a 9. They're going to get him 10. Pick up a 10. There is a first down for the Warhawks. They're really close, but they got up, lined it up, took a look, and went ahead and gave it to him. 10:24 to go here. Warhawks up 28-13.
That was a 12-yard gain.
12-yard gain by Stockton. Now we're going to go to a three-back set behind Richards. I formation, two tight ends. That middle field. Richards is going to come back. Two lead blockers for Stockton. Stockton's going to run up that side, up past the 30. Silent forward about the 39, so the 28. They're going to give him a yard, maybe two on that one, bring up second and eight. They're going to give him two or three. He's a man with a down marker on the far side. He keeps moving just a little bit further. So they're going to call second and eight here on the scoreboard, ball on the 33-yard line.
I think it's just walking back and forth, though, and I think it's here.
I think it's here. We're getting close. Not an exact science. Down the other side, two backs behind Richards. Richards takes the quick handoff. Curry making a catch. Up past the 30. Great snag by Curry. That was that play they ran over earlier. Straight up the seam, and that time he was able to read him just enough and put it in. So that's going to be enough for a first down for North Mahaska. That second seven, he picked up 8. So yeah, first and 10, ball down on the 34-yard line. Or call it 9. He picked up 9 on that one. Richard's going to hand off left side to the up back of that Richard. Right, Richard's going to run off left tackle. Going to pick up a couple. 9-4.
Picked up 4.
Well, more than a couple. Way from here, it didn't look like he got that much, but man, he keep walking. So that's going to be a second down at about 6 here. 8:52 to go in the fourth quarter. The Warhawks leading 28-14.
Ball on the 19.
Ball down inside the 20-yard line. North Mahaska second and 6. 8:40 to go. There's just two backs behind him. Receiver far side, slot. Receiver near side. Richard's going to take a handoff left side to Stockton. Stockton's going to bounce it to the outside. He's going to make it in. to the sideline, inside the 10, down close to the 5. Great bounce out by Stockwell now. He started to cut up. Stockwell was anything there. Bounced it to the outside. They see the outside of that defensive end. But he was able to pick up some great yardage on that. And that's making us a first and goal to go.
On the 6-yard line.
Down on the 6.
13-yard gain.
13-yard gain for Stockwell. Hopefully that second quarter for him. Second quarter for him was just a blip on the radar. Richard's going to give it up to the outbound. Robert is going to get right tackle him into the end zone. Touchdown, Nathan Hoska. Touchdown, Redhawks.
Touchdown, Rutledge.
Touchdown, Rutledge. That's right. With 8:03 to go here in the fourth quarter, Rutledge running off right tackle. Quick hand off to the outback, and he ran it straight in 4 yards for the score. That puts us at 34-13, Nathan Hoska on top of English Rallies.
You know, I know there's one thing that's been happening. Fewer penalties and fewer mistakes.
But the second quarter could have been forgotten. Let's just going to drop back to pass here for the two-point conversion. That was going to go through the hands.
Through the hands of Simmons.
Through the hands of Simmons. He had him there, just let him in a little too much. That still gives a 20-point lead to the Warhawks. The Warhawks lead at 34-14 with 8:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. You know, it kind of makes you wonder here that English Rally sideline is pretty shallow when you look over there.
Yeah,
and English Rally came out and played a great second quarter. Started the third quarter off the second half with the band. You got to make them get a little tired on defense because they played a lot of plays on defense. Kind of like the first half, but English Rally offense was on the field for a long time.
Yeah, just wore down the four-half defense.
Pushed it in for two scores in the second quarter, and yeah, I think they're starting to show a little bit of interest here. This is just a Proline Building Company, Proline for Building Greens. That's what Proline does. They can help you realize your dream with a Proline building. If new building construction is in your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, clear and honest building, doing the right job for the first time. Doing the edge up the first time. Visit the website iowagreensover.com. Parker Davis set to kick off for the fourth time here in the third quarter. Kick going to be forward up about the 25, up past the 30, 35. Going to be brought down. I believe that was number 6, Cody Seaton.
Yep, catch him there. That was the first time they put this on there, or I just hadn't noticed it.
We're going to refresh the scores.
Yeah,
the Thunderbolt app. You're listening to KIIC, feed number 6, North Nebraska Warhawk football. I'm in the favorite for State Farm agent in Oskaloosa, and I got touchdown Tommy Jenkinson with me, keeping an eye on the field and keeping the stats straight. So we have 7:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warhawks lead at 34-14 over English Valley. English Valley gives the ball back. That's going to be to Grimm. Grimm's going to hand off to Seaton to the right side. Seaton's going to run up for about 9 yards. Put a misdirection there. Team ran up for the far sideline. He's going to pick up about 9. That's going to be a second one for the Bears. But near midfield, they're going to be up about the 48-yard line. Get the ball past midfield for a first down for the Bears here. 7:27 to go, fourth quarter.
Yep, asking what's up.
But Herman Stewart is in the backfield. Going to take the step. He's going to hand off far side to Seaton again. Seaton's going to run up the right side, up past the 35, down to the 30. But we've got a flag. We've got a flag in the English Rally's backfield, and the official signaling for a hold.
Looks like a hold, number 55.
And bring this one back. Great pickup.
Colton Miller. Looks like Colton Miller is holding. Just right on top of him.
That's about a 22-yard gain for Seaton there for the Bears. This one's going to come all the way back.
That helps.
There you go. Two short plays to Seaton, two great pickups, 9 yards, and then that one for 20-plus, but 20-plus is going to come back. So it's a spot 5, so that's going to bring it back second and about 5. Second and 5 here for the Bears after the penalty. 7:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Raymond Sanders. Stands in the corner. Grimm's going to hand off right side. Hand off right side, maybe Ely. But you know, this offense with the English Valley, it's kind of hard to, a lot happens after the ball is snapped, they spin around, and with where we're at, we try to call it the best we can. I believe that was Ealy on the carry. We're going to get up about 6 yards. That's going to be after the first down here for the Bears. First and 10, ball right at midfield.
Far side of the field.
Axmere and Grimm in the backfield here for the Bears. We haven't seen Sanders out here much in the second half, and there is a Bear player over on the sideline. Looks like they're working on the official's going to blame us, and looks like Axmere's got an issue with some equipment.
Send him off.
So they're going to send him off, see if they can get him figured out here. That's the clock with 6:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. You got some of the scores out there at this time?
Yeah, I got a couple scores. Figueroa Quijada is losing big. 7-34.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Wilton
beating Figueroa Quijada 34-7. Sanders hitting off right side. Look at five. Blake Healy is going to make it up past the 30-yard line.
Wanders on that.
Wanders in on the stop, but not until Healy picked up about 20. Ball inside the North Alaska 30-yard line, down to the 29. Pick up the 21 there for the Bears. 6:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. North Alaska leading 34-14.
First and 10 on the 29.
First and 10. Ashmere and Grimm in the backfield here for the Bears. Healy's been running that slot position. Grimm takes the handoff. No, Grimm hands off to the other side of Ashmere. Ashmere's going to run up to about the 25. Yeah, just short of the 25, nothing about the 26.
Ortel put his arms around him and hugged him to the ground.
Taking it back, that was Jeff Montgomery. They got, looks like they're digging into the bench here. I think I see Sanders over on that far sideline. We're still working on the Ashmere's helmet. So we got a freshman Jeff Montgomery in for the Bears on that play. Grant Ealy, Montgomery in the backfield. Grant's going to take the snap. He's going to fake two handoffs, make it to the line of scrimmage. There he's met by half a field. He's going to move after defense. But Colton Davis is going to drag him down. He's going to drag him about 6 or 7 yards back beyond where he made contact. So Grimm took the snap, spun it forward twice, made it to the line of scrimmage and stopped. So that's going to bring up third down. They're down about 7.
Wow, that guy on the other side holding the down marker, he's off.
Third down and 7, ball just outside the 25-yard line for English Valley. Grimm in the backfield, Grimm takes the snap, he's going to hand off number 5. He's going to make it up past the 20, down to 15, down to the 10. He's going to duck another tackle inside the 5, down to the 3, and Ricky Ealy. He took that handoff and almost kind of stopped it, everybody kind of forgot about it, and then he kept running up the other side.
Andrew Dumont and Jake Patel.
Dumont and Patel are on the stop from the Roehawks. Pick up a lot 21. That's really the first and goal to go here for the Bears. 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter. North Alaska up 34-14. Grimm and Ealy in the backfield here. Grimm's going to take the snap. Save two handoffs. Little jump shot. That's about all I can. Little jump shot pass attempt by Grimm there. The ball was knocked down. And I don't know. You're thinking it might be as a reception? He got knocked around a couple of times. One of the English Valley players came up with it, but he was right about the line of scrimmage. So that's still going to be second goal to go to give him a yard, maybe two. So second goal to go from the 2-yard line for English Valley. Very interesting play there. He spun for 2 handoffs and then made a jump shot and kind of got there, but there was North Alaska defenders all around him. North Alaska was going to stop behind here. Direct snap to Axmere. Axmere led in the backfield. They're going to show a touchdown here, but we've got a flag in the backfield. Ealy in motion on English Valley is going to call this one back.
That helps.
Axmere was met in the backfield. Axmere was met in the backfield. And was able to fall across the line much better than they gave the single for touchdown, but they really just shift there on the Arenas Valley offense is going to bring this one back out. The second goal to go, that's just inside the 10-yard line, calling it to eight.
Life rolled on the sideline, getting some attention. What did I say? He hurt his thumb.
Looks like he's got the training staff attending the leg break here, left wrist.
He's got some blood on his thumb.
In the trial, Grimm's going to take the snap. First to hand off, there's a pass. Pass it.
Intercepted?
Intercepted by North Mahaska. Number 8 Rounders, I believe.
That is correct.
Number 8 Rounders on the interception. Grimm take the handoff, roll out right to make the pass. I don't know if there was anybody in the end of the Rounders.
There is one, but he wasn't that close.
He was there. He overthrew him by quite a way. Rounders was able to make the diving catch for the interception. First and 10, North Mahaska with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska leading at 34-13.
We got timeout.
North Mahaska is going to take a timeout here and give these guys a little bit of a rest. English Valley is moving the ball, cut the blue lines for the English Valley offense, getting down inside the 5-yard line. They have that a couple times tonight, getting down inside the 5. Looks like they're going to work with a new center here as Redwood is. Redwood's taking a 10-2 on the sideline. Meyer, number 56, is that Meyer?
Yep,
Skyler Meyer. Looks like they've got a couple of reps there. If Richard's getting ready to come in there and center, as they're still attending to Redwood's left arm here on the sideline. Looks like they're working on his thumb or some part of his hand, and they've been cut open.
Got stretched out or something.
Yep. Same things happen down at the bottom of the pile when you're that deep, into that many people.
I remember my dad told me some horror stories. Guys have got his eyes out.
They
bite him.
You listen to some of the old-timers and some of the Dick Duchess and some of those guys who read the memoirs and some of the things used to happen at the bottom of the pile. You kind of mentioned I want to play football. But North Mahaska taking over first and 10 here with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Leading at 34-14. English Valley moving the ball down the field, but then the interception from North Mahaska is going to give them the opportunity to add on here. We need to stay on the clock and take this one as quickly as home. So Richard's going to take the snap. He's going to run off the left side. He's going to get up past the 10. Past the 5, up near the 10. Maybe a pickup of about 4, close to 5. Rich's going to bring up a second 5 here for North Mahaska with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. The quarterback keeper down the left side, getting a little more breathing room in the backfield. Three backs step behind Richards, two tight ends. And a handoff outside the Stockwell. Stockwell's going to pass the 15, the 20, the 25, up to the 30.
32 with the flag in the backfield.
Flag in the backfield, signals a hold against North Mahaska. That's going to bring this one back. Hold on the Warhawks. We talked earlier, you know, many mistakes. The first 3 weeks are really, really hurt the Warhawks. Tonight, almost got flawless game because there's been a couple of spots to return, the kickoff return for a touchdown, and a couple of penalties here and there. But a great game by the Stocks was going to be brought back here after the holding penalty called against the Warhawks.
Yeah, it's an over 20-yard gain, and
20-yard gain is going to end up back in about 5 more. So it's going to bring up second 8 to go about just inside the 5-yard line. 2:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll have seen at 34-14. Stockton and Redwoods by Richards. Richards going to take it. Here's the inside Stockton. Stockton, I'm going to see him get the ball. This two tackle Stockton reverses his field back up to about the line of scrimmage.
And that Redwoods player was not letting go of his foot.
Going to be a loss of 2 on the play. That's going to be third and 10 now. Third and 9, we're going to call it. Close to the third and 10. But third and 9 with 2:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're actually at 34-14. Rutledge, Simmons, Stockton behind Richards. Looks like Richards went to a hard count. His left tackle didn't agree.
That's really early. Looks like that is number 51. Colton Davis.
Davis jumping a little early for the Warhawks.
Half the distance to the goal.
A little procedure on Warhawks going to bring it about half the distance. That's going to give us a third down at about 12. We're going to wind the clock with 2:03 to go. Well, that's on top here, 34-14. The seniors rally team, they came back, got it up early in the second half, and it's been all Warhawk football since then. And that's going to be left side to side to side. Just there's another one. There's another one. He's going to get out of the cross the first down. He's got a 35-45. Is he got it? In the Bear territory, big pickup for Stagner. Stagner outran. Outran looked like Axman on that far side, middle up that far sideline.
That was a 50-yard gain.
50-yard gain, 50-plus. They made that out of midfield, 52 yards. 52-yard gain for Stockton.
Yeah. You know, add that with a 70-yard touchdown, man.
Right, great, nice. We have a midfield of the game. The first couple of weeks, we haven't done a player in the games. The new problem may talk about it, but you know, as far as right now, aside from the two fumbles for Stockton in the second quarter, so Rutledge gets the handoff to Redback. He's going to run forward for 5-86. So we have yet to do a player of the game, and I don't know, we're in the job description, but we're on the internet. We can kind of do whatever we want, right?
That's right. That's right. Stockdale's in the running right now.
Stockdale's in the running right now for a player of the game. Let's total up his yardage. I know he's got at least one, if not two, of the touchdowns.
He's got two.
Two touchdowns for Stockdale. We know he's over 100 yards. He's got to be closing in close to 200. Second five here for North Maester. Rutledge. Richards looks like he's going to hike it with about a minute to go. He's going to take the knee. Looks like Richard and the Warhawks are
victory formation.
The victory formation, take the knee, run the clock out. We talked a little bit earlier about first win of the season for the Warhawks team last week in a 39-0 loss, which is weird as that sounds. Checking the stats today, Raker was using an illegal, not only an illegal, but an
eligible.
An eligible, anyway. New York Ellis was a player last week, so Waco forfeiting that 39-0 win, which gave North Maester the win by four sets, but it feels a lot better to have a 34-14 game to be able to go take this at the end of the weekend, Tommy.
That's right. You got Mather even on the year, 2-2.
2-2, getting the Swarthog team back to 500. We've got some big games coming up. Clock's going to run out on this one. As soon as it gets found, we'll get it to you. Rolling down inside the second, down to zero. Home victory for the Warhawks. Warhawks 34, Lindis Valley's 14. I don't know what they're going to do. Let's get the Stags on. You're going to total up the yardage.
Wow.
Two touchdowns. Tommy's going to total up the yardage there.
I'll do my best.
Next week, we're going to be at Montezuma if the Warhawks take on that Miami team. We're in district play now, so every win's a big one. Every week we can go out and bring home a W. Then final score here, North Maester Warhawks 34, English Valley Bears 14. A game that we saw the first play from scrimmage, Stockdale taking 70 yards to the house to get the Warhawks on the board early. Another guy in the first quarter, they led it 14-0. Then English Valley dominated that second quarter. They were able to score once, and then take the opening kickoff of the second half, taking it 80 yards. Cody Seaton for the English Rally Bears. Taking it to the house and had a 14, and from that point on, it was all Warhawk football. As the Warhawks rally off 20 unanswered points, as the Warhawks come over here in front of the stand, in front of the North Maester faithful, the cheerleaders. Warhawks are going to show Sherman here with the fans. Because Tommy's turning it up here. Let's check out some other area scores.
We've
got Thunderbolt up. What do you got, Tommy?
We've got 247 yards.
247 rushing yards for Stockdale. Two touchdowns. Coach Aaron, they're calling him out in front of the stands here. 200 for victory, Coach Steve Aaron, from the North Maester Warhawks tonight with a 34 14 victory over the English Valley Bears. So the Nebraska faithful, Yannis Christian, had his 200th victory. Quite a few here for Coach Ed. The North Nebraska Warhawks, 200 victories in this country career for Coach Ed.
That is outstanding.
So 247 yards here tonight for Stockton. We're going to give him a play of the game. Stay on play of the game. I can say that. Stay on play of the game for the North Nebraska Warhawks.
You know, if I'm like college, they say I'll take play of the game.
Yeah.
That is just eliminating.
Please let her a couple of minutes for injuries. It took a couple of minutes here for Coach Ed. We're going to give him a minute to respond to her. Call him out and grab his family down to him. Congratulating Coach Ed at his 200th high school victory for the North Nebraska Warhawks. We're going to look at a couple other scores. Thanks for listening to my KIIC feed number 6. It's North Nebraska Warhawks. We're going to be following all the year. In week number 4, Friday Night Lights, 2013. We want to thank all our sponsors. Remember Campbell State Farm, Oskaloosa, Coralway Antiques, New Bristol, New Sharon. So I'm going to call your jewelry. Located in Pennsylvania, Mall, Oskaloosa, and Country Place Mall this summer. American Clean, MedCap Pharmacy, Brian C. Company, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture, Community First Credit Union, Maple Ridge for Assisted Living. Put your address in the crowd here. Good job, guys. Assistance here. Community First Maple Ridge for Assisted Living in Oskaloosa, East Markham Grocery, Cargill and Lucia, and Proline Building Company. All our sponsors, KIIC. We would probably want to thank them for having us on.
You're saying that his assistant coach has been putting up with him for
28 years,
and the only person that puts up with him longer is his wife.
Coach Ed is left with that. I'm thanking him for 28 years with Coach Smith. His wife out on the field, his son on the post, gathering around him here. 200th career victory for Coach Ed.
That is outstanding.
Huge milestone for Coach Ed. We're glad we were able to bring it to you here tonight.
We got some scores for you. Albia 44, Clark County, Osceola 0. It's at halftime, according to
the Thunderbolt app, or KIIC.
Sheridan 0, Norwalk 14.
Look, we're at Avery, Bridgeford Fremont took a big lead in the third quarter over Cardinal Feldman, 37-6.
Wayne, 30. Mormon Trail Garden Grove, 6. Fourth quarter.
That's another one you can catch right here on one of the live feeds. I see Davis County, 28. Over I-35 Ferrell, 28-6. That one's a halftime. The final here in North Nebraska, 34. English Valley is 14. And then there's that Beacon in this summer. We're going to see both those teams here in the coming weeks.
Those are going to be both good games.
Both good games in the third quarter of that one. Beacon leading at 33-12.
Figured it came out at 7. Wilton, 34.
And Indianola, Lewis Central taking into halftime. Lewis Central up on Indianola, 17-7.
Thelma, 15. Des Moines East, 14. Fourth quarter.
That game in the fourth quarter there. Grinnell and Powell, all tied that. That's a halftime score. 14-14. That's what I would assume is a dark side. A good Grinnell team that came into Oskaloosa last week. I'm sorry, Oskaloosa went to Grinnell last week. Game was close early, got a little out of hand, and then Oskaloosa scored and made it to make that closer. Carlisle, Oskaloosa, halftime on that one. Oskaloosa leading that one 33-14.
Hopefully, defensive back Riley
Coniglio. We both know Riley really well.
Hopefully he's making some stops. He did really well, according to his mom last week.
Sometimes we all do really well on the mom meter.
Yeah, his mom and his sister were really hyping him up. So
We got Bondurant Ferrara, C&B Baxter, 12-6. Bondurant's on that one, on top of that one in the second quarter. State Center, West Marshall, 14. PCM Monroe, 0. That one games at half. From Joan Kiyosaka, 0. Lisbon, 56 in the third quarter of that one.
Moravia, 18. Tri-County, 52. Halftime.
Halftime. Twin Cedars up to the East Union, 48-20 that game at halftime. Miami, the team we're going to be seeing next week at Montezuma with this North Mahaska Warhawk team. Montezuma up 42-0 in the fourth quarter of that one.
We call that Battle of 63?
I think we could call it the Battle of 63 here. Some of the small schools on 63. We've had the Backyard Brawl. We've had the Highway 5. This week's the Highway 34 battle. So we'll call it the Battle of Highway 63. We can do that.
Yeah, kind of.
We're on the internet. We can do anything.
Yeah, that's right. Central Decatur, Leon, 12, Fellow Christian, 17, second quarter.
17, then the last one at Urbandale, 34, Johnston, 21 on that one. Again, coming to you, this one's over with, North Mahaska Warhawks, 34, English Valley's, 14. We hope you've enjoyed listening to as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. I think KIIC, team number 6, we're going to be bringing you all the Warhawk football here this year.
That's right.
For Touchdown Tony on Wendell Campbell, thank you. Fed your mama, kiss your kids.
Yep, that's it. Snuggle up to your loved ones.